I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Lori, oops, we did it again.
We did it again.
It's been too long.
I know it.
It's been a while.
Time goes so fast.
It does. Well, part of the reason that it's been so long is because I was in Disney. I spent a week in Disney and a whole week. And I cannot recommend that enough. I am broke now, but two Halloween parties later. So I want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about my trip. And Lori, I'm going to tell you what, I have my new favorite Disney World planning tip that is exclusive.
Wow. You didn't even tell me this yet.
Yeah. Well, it's exclusive to the podcast. So exclusive, my favorite planning tip ever. And we're going to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about my trip report, which I took in September. And it's a lot of good stuff. So apologize that we haven't been here in a while. But before we talk about that trip, let's talk about the news a little bit. So sad news out of Animal Kingdom for some people. I don't know who this is sad news for.
Yeah.
But Kite Tales has closed.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
Did not.
Oh, you never even watched it.
No.
So Kite Tales, Lori never knew ye. It was rough.
I wonder what they did with all the kites, though. I want to know.
They went back to whatever store they bought them from. I don't know, but it was rough. I mean, it was to the point where I did make a point to see it a couple trips ago, but last month when I was there, I like saw it or heard it going on, and I was just like, nah, and kept walking. it was on that level.
And they were trying to fill some time during COVID. I get it.
Rest in peace.
An outside event where people weren't all, I get why they brought that.
Yeah, but they need to put something there. So you never got to see the Rivers of Light there, did you?
No, because I never show. Animal Kingdom at night.
Well, I mean, it closes before the sun sets now, which is awful. I don't like that at all. But the Kite Tales is gone. But other than that, we have some good news around the corner. What's going on with character stuff, Lori?
So Winnie the Pooh and friends are going to return to breakfast on October 25th. So not this week, but the following at Crystal Palace, which that's huge.
Let me tell you, I love that breakfast. I've done that a few times.
The breakfast is pretty good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a buffet. It's a buffet over there. And it's all the classic, Mickey waffles and stuff. So the characters you meet there, I did dinner there at my last trip. The characters you meet there are Piglet, Pooh, Eeyore, and Tigger.
Were the characters they're at dinner, right?
Yes, they are at dinner now, but they've finally returned to breakfast.
I mean, thankfully, because there's not a lot. Character breakfast has been a huge thing with Disney forever. Like, I need them all to start returning.
I mean, you would think that it would be that they would have it more often, but they do not.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going on there.
And then they're back at breakfast at Ohana and Cape May Cafe.
So
that's a fun one.
Oh, they both are. So I grew up going to the Ohana breakfast every trip. That was we would go eat at Ohana and then leave to go back home. That would be our farewell breakfast.
Oh, really? Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have characters back then. I mean, that was how, not to show my age, Lilo and Stitch weren't around back then.
Yeah.
Because the movie didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
But it was, but Lilo and Stitch are there. So I believe it's just the two characters, which is kind of rare. Most character places have four. That's a normal one. But it's just Lilo, I guess, because Lilo and Stitch have other friends.
And that's what a huge thing for me was there, because it took so long. That's why I didn't enjoy it so much. It took so long.
Well, in the mornings, if you're like me, you're aggressive and wanting to go to the parks and get in lines and stuff. So to do a breakfast, what I would recommend to y'all is to do a late breakfast. If you're someone who wants to rope drop and get in the park early and do as much as you can in the morning, do a later breakfast. And that way you could also maybe save money on lunch. Not have a big lunch or not have a lunch at all. Cause breakfast runs usually till about 10:30 at most restaurants.
That's what we did.
And then at Cape May, I actually do not know this by heart. I know it's Minnie themed. It's Minnie, Donald, Daisy, And I want to say Pluto, but maybe Goofy.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pluto or Goofy, and I can't remember.
I forget. I apologize to both dogs.
I just don't remember.
Yeah, so I don't know what was going on there. But I'm very glad to see character breakfasts come back and character meals come back, because that's a huge, huge thing for people. But another thing that Disney announced that I'm so excited about is the After Hours events. Lori, have you ever been to a Disney After Hours event?
So years ago, Rhett's 19, he was 2. I went to this event after it was kind of based just like these After Hour events, but it was like called a Pirates and Princess party or something.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those. Yeah.
And it was kind of almost like the same thing.
Yeah. And so it's a special ticketed event. You buy the tickets. I'm not sure if they've released the prices yet for those, but it is kind of, it's pricey, but they limit the tickets. And the point is you, it's closed to the public. You're only in the parks if you have tickets. And so it's short lines everywhere.
And it comes with free popcorn, ice cream, and drinks. And that's huge.
Huge, because I mean, a drink now, a bottle drink, I think it's $4.29.
Yeah.
I know fountain drinks are like $4.29, but bottle drinks maybe just as, or $4.50 or something like that. It's $4 something. And so honestly, at those events, which I went to pre-pandemic, I went to a few of them. You can just load up, if you have a book sack, you just load up on bottle drinks. Now, I don't think a cast member is going to let you sit there and fill up your book sack.
Right.
But if you want to go from one to one and load up, it's included in the ice cream, and people like that.
Yeah.
People love that. So it's a fun event for me who, has no patience and will spend lots of money to avoid lines.
Right.
It's a good time to get things done, but it's just at Magic Kingdom in Hollywood.
Yes.
I don't know why though.
I know. I mean, I'd love it at Epcot.
Oh, absolutely. And Animal Kingdom After Hours to just do that. Not a fan. Epcot. Lori says, nope. She's good.
Animal Kingdom is in the morning only for me.
Well, no, I mean, I have that issue too. I mean, I try to stay there till 2 or 3 to do the Lion King. And that's by the way, the Festival of the Lion King this last trip, when I tell you the line was stretched to Avatar Land.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it the last trip I went on.
I could not believe, I've never in my life seen so many people there. I think it's because the Tumble Monkeys are back.
Yeah.
And the birds fly again, which is a huge issue. And so it's back to its full form. And the show has just been, I've never in my life. I mean, it used to be like that all the time with the flying birds and the Tumble Monkeys, and it wasn't crowded. And oh boy. So what's going on at Caribbean Beach, Lori? Have you seen
the pirate rooms have been discontinued, which kind of a good thing. Like I hope when they do, those beds are only double beds, and that's a big deal to a lot of families.
I guess with my single self, I'm like, okay,
right. I mean, what difference does that make? But I'm hoping that they're going to upgrade the room, that the beds and stuff, but I think that they're going to make them under the sea rooms, and I think that's going to be huge.
Well, apparently, so there's debate on the internet because Disney didn't release a lot of details. So obviously under the sea, this is Disney. Everyone's thinking Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But the debate is that I think they used lowercase or something when they announced it or something. So they're thinking that it could be like any sea creature, like Nemo and all that, which I think is, I've always wondered why Disney didn't do more of the water stuff. Right. I mean, it's kind of like pirates is a lot of under the sea, any type of mermaids. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just kind of opening.
I think they're just going to update them is what I think. They're going to make it just a newer.
But the thing is, if you are a Nemo or Little Mermaid fan, you can find hotels right across at Art of Animation, right down the Skyliner. So it'd be interesting if they did Nemo and Ariel when they've already have Nemo and Ariel. Right. So I don't know what they're doing. I'm fascinated by that. I said we had mostly good news, but we did have some not so good news hit us. Another price increase, huh?
Yeah, I feel like we say this every time about something.
Yeah.
Well, so Genie Plus and the food and beverages.
Yeah, select food and beverages. I think the price of the kitchen sink went up.
Oh, really?
I think that's what I saw somewhere on the internet, that the kitchen sink went up. So don't necessarily quote me on that, but
that thing's already kind of expensive.
Yeah, I've never gotten it. We're talking about the kitchen sink over at Beaches and Cream. Yeah. And it's where they you get like every dessert in the restaurant.
The Plaza ice cream shop does like a similar version of it.
Do they really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
They used to pre-pandemic. I don't know.
Look at that. Oh, you heard it here first, people. Mm-hmm. And then of course my absolute favorite news.
Yes.
Fantasmic is coming back, which we've said before, but they've put it a timeline on it for November.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell us November what?
November, I don't know. They didn't tell.
It was so funny. I spent time tracking it down. It's like, well, this article doesn't say, and this article doesn't say.
It's November. It doesn't say any.
Yeah. They officially said November.
I bet they'll do it before Thanksgiving, before the crowd of Thanksgiving.
They have to. Yeah. And if we didn't say it last time, they are updating a scene in here. And apparently they're going to have, like, I think Frozen and Aladdin are going to be part of it. So they're going to be coming back. And then one more
look for people. Oh yeah.
Oh, huge, huge. And one more
boardwalk remodel has begun. I can't wait to see it.
Did you see some of the pictures that were posted? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks it's bright.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
Yeah, which is different because they're kind of a muted colors. So that is kind of different.
Yeah, and one of my proudest accomplishments is converting Lori on the boardwalk area.
Yeah, I love it now.
Oh, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. Well, that's all the news we have for y'all. And so before we switch to our main topic, which is, by the way, is cruising.
Yeah.
Going on a Disney cruise. We have a fantastic interview coming up for y'all in that regard. And before we do that, I just want to spend a couple minutes talking about my most recent trip. In September. And like I said, my favorite Disney planning advice probably ever. I'm waiting for Lori to be like, I already do this. And that is to have groceries and other things delivered to your room as soon as you get there or delivered to your hotel. So I did a Walmart delivery of snacks and drinks and things I needed. And it worked just flawlessly. That's what I chose. So I did Walmart and had it delivered to the hotel front desk, and it was waiting for me when I checked in.
That's what they do, the front desk.
Yeah. So that I was at All Stars this time. So I ordered it while I was sitting on the plane. I was sitting on the plane at the tarmac because I flew in this trip, and I was like, okay, well, let me do my Walmart delivery, you know, set it for, you know, 2 hours away. You can select your delivery window.
Yeah.
By the time I got my luggage and Ubered to the resort, which is a whole other issue. They were waiting at the front desk. So I just added it to the little luggage dolly. I thought I'd taken a picture out. We'll see if I have a picture somewhere, but so what that really did for me, it's two things. But the biggest thing is that it saved me money.
Yeah.
Cause rather than going and buying, cause like I'm someone who always has Coke and, you know, Coca-Cola, bottled Coke or water or whatever. And that's expensive to buy in the parks, tremendously expensive. So to have it just, you know, at Walmart prices. And I'm notorious for always leaving an item. Like, no matter what trip I go on, I will leave an item at home. It's normally my toothbrush, which is awful.
Me too. And I've worked in dentistry for 19 years.
You do too?
I always leave a toothbrush.
Really?
Yes.
That's fine. And I'm big on...
It's weird.
And you know, as you know, I'm someone who regularly goes to the dentist and cares about oral hygiene. It's like, what a thing for me to forget. Like, and I do, and I'll bring floss. You know, I'll bring my floss, I'll bring my toothpaste, and not the toothbrush.
I think it's because it's the last thing you use at home and you're already packed, ready to go.
Oh, it's got,
that's all I can think.
I bet that's it. So, but the point is being able, and like, there's some other, the problem is when you fly, like we've talked before about flying and driving to Disney, when you drive, you can bring all that with you. You can pack your groceries, you can pack, you know, soaps. That's another thing. I use my own soap and stuff. So I had that delivered. I know people are going to pull their eyes at that one.
Champagne when you don't fly.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But
you can also pack your champagne when you fly, and I'm gonna do that when I go for my cruise because you bring two bottles.
That makes me nervous.
I know. I'm scared it's gonna bust them up.
I know, glass in the thing. Like,
ugh. Well, so I'm planning on bringing them, but I also have already purchased a bottle of Vuv. Can they sponsor us?
Please, if you're listening out there.
To be in the my stateroom when I get there.
Nice. And so have you ever done the grocery delivery? Are you
not in Disney? I mean, I do the Walmart grocery delivery almost every day here at my house. So
do you?
I pay that yearly.
Yeah. Nice. So I told my mom about it. Mom may be listening to this podcast, most likely. And I told her, I was like, Mom, this is the best thing ever. She's like, yeah, when we had Disney Vacation Club when I was growing up, she's like, yeah, we did that every time, and they would put it in the refrigerator for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a DVC specific thing. Well, that was not an option for me.
Pre-COVID, they used to do it differently.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
They used to do it differently. And they would bring it to your room. And there's also services that you can, I don't think they ever really brought it in your room, put it in your refrigerator and all that other than DVC, but there are other services besides Walmart. Like if you Google and look up people that do this for a living, they'll go and grocery shop and then bring them and do them. But I don't think that Disney is allowing that now because of COVID.
Okay. So that may be why, but, and so, like I said, I use Walmart, but other places have it too. I did some research on it. There's, I think Garden Grocers is the local one that's big there.
Some of them will do alcohol and some of them will not.
Oh, that's important to know. I did not know that.
Some people that need it, like not need it, but just cause that saves a lot of money in Disney
Lots of money. So,
but not all of them will. You just have to look, like you can look it up and see.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. So there's a lot out there. I had never done it before, but it saved me money. And on, you know, it was also the one thing I'd done to save money on this
trip. Big thing with that, if you do that, all the Disney groups, Facebook groups, most all hotels have a Facebook group. And when you go to leave, instead of throwing away the stuff or, I mean, if you can't take it with you normally, if you fly, right, you can post on those groups and say, I'm leaving this outside of room such and such. And if you want it, like people could go get a case of water or whatever. That's a big, big deal on those Facebook groups.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. Lori, I would have liked to do that. I didn't have much left over, but I certainly have before. Like
sometimes people have lots left over and they'll post on those groups all day long and people go get it. And some people leave like extra alcohol and that's kind of a big deal. People are like, you're leaving that for kids to get into blah, blah, blah. Don't have your kids running around by themselves either. I don't know. Some people get mad at it, but some people are like, yeah, I'm going to get it, you know?
Oh, that's fascinating though. Yeah. I didn't know they would do that.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Oh, I love that idea. Mm-hmm. No, I definitely want to do that. I didn't have much left over, but next time
I see people doing with strollers, like people that buy a cheaper stroller just for Disney World, they'll leave it outside and they'll post on those groups. Hey, if anybody wants a stroller.
Oh, that's a steal. Mm-hmm. That's a steal. Yep. Okay, so y'all can look at these hotel specific Facebook groups, because that's something to behold.
Yep.
So something I did on this trip, as Lori pointed out earlier, mm-hmm. I did the Halloween party twice.
Twice.
And the reason
Jeffrey's
for that,
rich, if y'all don't want to, if y'all didn't,
I know Jeffrey is broke, is what Lori meant to say. But no, I was there with it was one of those things where like two different groups of people were there, just like when Lori and I were both there with Mardi Gras. I was with my best friend, and then Lori was there too. And obviously Lori's one of my best friends, and it's like I was just floating between groups.
Yeah.
And this was another case like that. I was there with a particular group of people, but one of my best friends, Lacey, was there. Shout out to Lacey. She'll be excited when she hears her name. Mm-hmm. I think she will anyway. She was there for her birthday. And I was like, well, Lacey, it's like, we have to go to the Halloween party on your birthday. Like she was going, I was like, I have to go with you. So I did the Halloween party twice. And I'm going to be honest, Lori, I recommend it. And the reason is because the Halloween party has so much to do. I've talked about it before in our Wendigo episode. I love Halloween. It probably is my favorite holiday. But the Halloween party has the parade, the Boutillou parade, the fireworks, and the Hocus Pocus show. Those are all three separate distinct things. Then they have the attraction overlays, special attraction overlays. So in Pirates of the Caribbean, there is live actors. They have live pirates. There's one in the line and there's two within the ride, and they talk to you and they interact with you.
Where are they
at in the ride? There's like a bridge at some point and they're just standing over the bridge and like they're talking to, they'll like interact with you. I mean, your boat is moving, so you don't like talk to, it's not like this long drawn conversation, but in the queue you can talk to the pirate and stuff. And so the line was all backed up. I thought it was really long.
Did you take a picture with them?
Like a selfie? They're not where you can touch them, but you absolutely could reach them. The teacups has a little overlay, and more importantly, Space Mountain is completely in the dark, and that was completely in the dark.
I've never ridden it either way, but
period. Mm-hmm. So it's normally dark when you go in anyway, but at least there's like, it's kind of a planetarium look inside, like there's stars and planets and whatever in space, quote unquote. But this was completely dark.
You wrote that?
Oh yeah. It was a lot of fun. But let me just tell you, at this age, I'm getting older, y'all. I celebrated a birthday recently, 1 year older, but Space Mountain is a rough ride. Like make no mistake. You are like you are bumping up and down and moving all around. It is a lot. And then in the dark, you have no idea like when you're going up, down, whenever.
Oh no, so that just sounds wild. So scary to me.
My favorite aspect of the party, at the entrance to the Haunted Mansion, it used to be out front, but now they moved it to right inside the entrance. So you can only see it from the line. They have two live actors. Oh, dead actors. Playing ghosts. Like they say they're dead. And their makeup is really incredible. And I forget their names. I hate that. Someone's probably gonna write in and say this is their name. But they're at the end, it's the butler and and like a bride, and they're like and they do the like a comedy show. It's a comedy routine, but it's in line, so it's kind of weird. Like people are waiting to go in but trying to watch the show. They used to be like right out front, like on the lawn, but now they're right by the door. So anyway, but they say things like, oh, I hear the bells ringing, Taco Bell. They're like modern ghosts, and so it's really funny. Yeah, and then so you have all that going on during the party, like all this is going on, plus there's trick or treat.
I was about to say, did you get any candy?
Oh yes, 100%. 100%. So I have
good candy.
I have my bag handy here.
Yes.
And I brought back for my coworkers, actually, I brought back a ton of candy because it's sponsored by M&M Mars.
Yes.
And I wanted to just share the candy with people. So I went twice. Last year I had gone when I flew. I left my bag of candy in the hotel room, and I should have put it in one of those Facebook groups, but it was on purpose. Like I couldn't bring it. I didn't want to bring a bunch of, you know, like a bag of Butterfingers or whatever it was on the plane, because I knew it was going to be smushed or melt. But this time I had a big gift bag because I had a couple specific requests that people asked me to get of presents. So I had a big, you know, Disney gift bag. So I stuck my candy in there, and I was that person cruising through the airport with a massive Disney gift bag filled with my Halloween candy. And of course there's all the cool photo ops that you can get, and then the character meet and greets.
Yeah.
I don't think I did character meet and greets either night, but the point is
either night. I'm surprised Lacey didn't do them.
Yeah. Yeah. She did not. And so then the group I was with, the first group, Olivia and her husband and son, had to leave early because, you know, the 2-year-old's not staying up till midnight.
Yes.
So I got to do my own thing for a while. My point is that the Halloween party has enough to do to make it worth two nights. So it's an absolutely fun experience. Highly recommend it. Oh, and of course, I got to see Powerline was there. And Powerline is, of course, Max Goof's alter ego from a very goofy movie.
Wow.
My 90s kids will know about Powerline.
Yeah, wow. And that's cool.
He like runs down the street and stuff. So I didn't get to see him. Like, had I only done one Halloween party night, I would absolutely not have been able to do everything I wanted to. Absolutely could not. I mean, the party is 5 hours long, but there's so much to do. I mean, the parade, if you're going to wait out, that takes a while. The fireworks take a while. Anyway, so I'm trying to think of like new things that I had never done before. I finally got to go eat, I believe it's called Geyser Point, the outdoor restaurant at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Olivia and I went to go grab a drink there and loved it. Also, one of the things that really made me angry, I don't know if a lot of our podcast followers know, some know that I'm like very big into nature photography. It's a big, big thing of what I do when I'm not doing, you know, podcasting, I'm photographing nature. So Olivia stayed for their first night on their trip. They were at Wilderness Lodge. And I said, and she's like, hey, come over to the hotel. We're going to go, you know, grab a drink or whatever. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like, well, I'm at Magic Kingdom. How should I get there? Bus or boat? And she's like, oh, definitely take the boat. She thought it would be faster. Olivia, it was not. She has acknowledged it was not. But because the boat goes from Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness, then to Wilderness Lodge. So it's not a direct trip.
It's weird because isn't Fort Wilderness after?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the boats make a circle. Oh. And so it's just where you are at the circle. And I think the bus would have been faster. But anyway, so I'm sitting at the dock. And by the way, I love the ride. Like, I don't know if you saw the pictures I'd posted. I can share them again. But it's like this, you're just on the water. And it feels like you're in Louisiana, like a Louisiana swamp, because you're on the water. There's just trees if you're looking at the right angle. So anyway, I'm sitting at the dock.
And you know, Wilderness. You go over that tunnel.
The water bridge. Yeah. It's
and
a bridge.
You know, that's actually one of the only... Like there's some kind of fun fact about that thing.
Yeah. So when you go over the water bridge, what Lori's talking about, if you're taking the boat from Seven Seas Lagoon in front of Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge, you take what they call a water bridge. You go over a bridge and underneath you is a tunnel. And I think it's one of the only ones in the country, if not the only one, where they say that the water was built to go over the road instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
Because Seven Seas Lagoon is man-made. Most people don't know that. It's a man-made lagoon. And so when you go to Magic Kingdom, if you've ever taken the bus to Magic Kingdom, you'll notice you'll go under this tunnel. And that's where you're doing. You're going under the water, and you'll notice there's boats above you. But anyway, so I was going there. I'm sitting at the dock at Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness is, very, rustic looking. It's all trees and stuff. And I kid you not, two bald eagles flew right next to me and grabbed a fish out the water. And I'm just sitting there on my iPhone trying to take pictures. And I managed to get like one in the shot, like one blurry old shot. And when I tell you, these things were like right off my boat. Cause like the bald eagle is like my favorite thing to photograph.
Yes.
And, I was so upset. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I don't bring my actual camera to Disney because like, I don't need my zoom lens, to get anything.
That's hard to carry around.
Mm-hmm. Like it's just it's heavy and like it's a whole big ordeal. And another thing, I won't put it on the plane with me, so when I drive, I'll bring it, but not when I fly. The other big thing I wanted to tell you, and I don't know how much you and I've talked about this offline or not, but Cosmic Rewind, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, that was a big reason I wanted to go on this trip at Epcot. Lori, I rode it five times.
Scared of it.
So to get on this ride, you either have to do a virtual queue or pay for a lightning lane.
Yeah, when I go for in November, we're doing VIP. So
I think you have to do
that's on our list. I think I am, just to say it, but I'm scared.
It is like Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, well, don't tell
me that. And Space Mountain had a child.
Nah.
You quit? You done? Mm-mm, I think you should do it.
Does it go upside down?
Not really. It kind of maybe feels like it at one point.
Nope.
No spoiler alert.
Absolutely not.
Not doing it. Lori, come on. It is so fun. It is so fun. Five times I did it. And the secret is you have to do lightning lane or virtual queue. And one more thing I wanted to point out, this is just some general observations that would apply to anyone's experience in Disney. If you have an allergy to anything, Disney is so accommodating. So one of our big things, we wanted to hit up Food and Wine Fest a lot, which we did. And this is, again, why fall is a great time to go. And I asked them if something was in it. There's, something I didn't want to eat. Yes, it was a vegetable. Everyone hushed. not a vegetable fan. And so they called the Disney cast member there, will stop everything and call the chef. Yeah. They don't just like ask around, hey, do y'all know if this isn't? They will call the chef who helped prepare the food and say, hey, is this ingredient in there? And they will cross-reference it with every item on the list and tell you what you can and can't have. And I was so impressed by that. I mean, granted,
Of a vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were like, I think they were suspicious. I think at least a couple people were on to me. Like it was, hey, I'm just saying Disney was very impressed. Yeah,
they really, really are. And that's where the Disney difference comes in for a lot of people, especially with kids with food allergies and such. It's a great place to vacation and be able to not have to worry about your kids' food allergies.
100%. Absolutely 100%. And that makes, it really is the Disney difference, because you can really see going anywhere else, somebody being like, oh, I don't know, it's fine. Making up the answer. There,
not even really know it and then give it to your kid,
And so Disney really did go above and beyond. And I found that at a few different places.
Even if you're like a 10-year-old adult and doesn't like to eat a lot of things, they'll help.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Even if you want chicken nuggets for every meal, they'll help you out.
Hey, well, they do. I mean, we went to the Crystal Palace Buffet and chicken nuggets, or they have a whole kid section. I was like,
and if they don't have them, you can ask and they will find them somewhere as far, you promise.
They 100% will. Not that I know from experience. Oh, and one last point. Ohana is back in my good graces. I had a great Ohana experience on this trip. And I finally tasted the noodles. I was very against the noodles. And I will say, I kind of get it. Because people freak out they think the noodles are the best thing on the menu. Which I will not say, but I do think that they are better than your average noodle.
Yeah.
Well, Lori, is it time to go cruising?
Yes.
I think
I go in 24 days.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's take a break and then we are going to come right back with a great interview about Disney cruises. All right, y'all, we are joined today by my good friend, Lizette. Lizette, welcome to Southern Charm Magic.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. We're excited about today. Yes, yes, indeed. We are here to talk about all things Disney Cruise Line. So, Lizette, before we jump into it, tell us where you're from and who you are and how you're a Disney fan.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and currently live in Birmingham, Alabama. We were living, my husband and I were living in Florida for 9 years, and we were already Disney fans. I grew up with Disney. It wasn't like we went to the parks that often. I think I only went maybe two times when I was a kid, but just had a love affair with the, especially the animated movies. And it's funny because then I became one of those Disney adults. And, you know, we went, our very first cruise was actually our honeymoon, and we went on the Disney Fantasy for our honeymoon. And then that has turned into a addiction, I would say, to Disney cruising over the last almost 10 years. And living in Florida, where we were only 90 miles from Disney, we went quite a bit, especially when we just have people come visit us. So we spent a lot of time being there at the different Disney parks.
That is awesome. So tell us, how many cruises have you been on, or Disney cruises have you been on?
We just completed our 10th Disney cruise. And so we are officially what they say, we're the top tier. We are now platinum members of Disney Cruise Line.
Oh my
God. I've just learned a lot about Disney cruising because I'm going on my first in November and I've been researching a lot.
Yes.
So full disclosure, I mean, we've been wanting to do a Cruise Line episode for a while, but part of the reason we're doing this is because Lori really has genuine questions for her own use before she goes on her Disney cruise. We want all our listeners to know about different stuff, but really Lori is like very invested because she's going on one and just her first cruise ever, her first actual cruise, Disney or otherwise, in a few weeks. So we have questions for you, but real quick, we always have to ask our guests their favorite Disney character and their favorite Disney ride. So give us that real quick.
So, favorite Disney character is Tiana.
Yes.
Oh, you're in good company there.
It used to be Ariel, and then when there was, you know, a princess from Louisiana, that sealed the deal for me.
Yes.
Then when my daughter was born, she goes through these cycles where we watch one Disney movie for about a month nonstop.
Yeah.
So for a while, we watched Tiana twice a day. And so Princess and the Frog was a big deal in our house and still is a very big deal in our house. And then favorite Disney ride, that's really tough. I would have to say I do love the Tower of Terror. That is one of my favorites. I absolutely love, I could ride Tower of Terror over and over.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Our first guest that said that for sure.
Yes, that's a plot twist on us. I love that. And then so you and your husband have a daughter. You said she is four.
She's four. Yes.
Four. All right. And does she cruise with y'all now?
She does. She has been on three. This was her third cruise that she's on. Yes. So we literally, while she was, I would say probably about, she was 8 months. The first one, we were just like, we're just going to take her. So we put her in the little strap on pack, and we brought her with us, and she went into the nursery and the whole nine yards. And then we went on one right before the pandemic hit, and she was with us for that one. She was not even walking yet, or she had just started walking on that one. She just started walking, and then she went to Alaska with us on this last cruise.
I love
it. Your last cruise is Alaska. So you have you been on Wish? Have you been on all the ships?
We have not been on all the ships. We've been on the first four, and we are actually scheduled for the Wish for January for my husband and I's 10-year anniversary.
Okay, that's what I'm going on Wish next month.
Yeah, she's not coming with us though. She's going to be staying with her grandparents for that one.
Oh man, and I hear the kids stuff on the Wish is like one of the most incredible areas on that ship.
That's what a lot of people are saying. So we were like, we'll go explore it, and then bring her on it, because we know we're going to end up probably rebooking while we're there.
I love it. So tell our listeners what the four first Disney ships are, what are their names.
Yeah, so the original ship was the Disney Magic, and then from that one they released the Wonder, and they were at the time a clone of each other. And then back in 2013, it wasn't until 2012, I think, or 11, they brought out the Dream. which was a bigger ship. And then a year later, they brought out the Fantasy.
Awesome. And then
out of those four, what is your favorite?
The Fantasy is my favorite. And I think that's because that was one we took our honeymoon on.
Okay.
That was our introduction to it. So that's my favorite. But I will tell you, my husband's favorite and the one we've actually cruised the most is the Wonder. So it's one of the older, the smaller ships. It's what we just went to Alaska on. And he loves that ship. So and I think everybody kind of has their favorite.
One that goes out of New Orleans, Wonder and Magic, huh?
Yes, the Wonder and the Magic go out of New Orleans. So actually the Wonder is the ship that has the Tiana themed restaurant and bar on board.
Okay, that's good to know.
Nice.
Well, the Wish has a new Tiana thing on it, I think.
Yes, they have I think the Bayou is the one that they have. So it's actually on the Wonder, it's a voodoo lounge.
Okay.
So it's a little bit darker kind of themed.
Yeah. If I like this cruise in November, I'm going to book one for my family out of New Orleans just because it's easy for us to get to.
Yes.
So, Lizette, where all have you been on the Disney cruise? What different destinations have you been to on them?
So, we've been to the typical. We've done the Caribbean. We've done Eastern and Western Caribbean, and we've done the Bahamas cruise as well. The most unique cruises that we have done, it's so funny, my husband just pulled up the list of cruises.
Okay.
The most unique ones that we have done is going to be, we went to the Southern Caribbean. So that's where you're going to like your Martinique and Barbados, St. Kitts. We did, Disney did an inaugural sailing to the East Coast of Canada a couple of years ago. So that was like, we went up to like Prince Edward Island and we did that one. And that one was a lot of fun. That was before my daughter was born. And then we just did Alaska. So that was the biggest one. And then we did what's called the Baja Cruise. So that's out of San Diego where they go down to Cabo San Lucas.
I love it. So you've been all around. And so all four ships, all different destinations. Let me ask you this, Lizette, have you been on a non-Disney cruise?
I have, yes.
So tell us what sets Disney cruise apart from the regular cruises.
Okay. I think the biggest thing for us is the service. It is a park basically at sea. So this, we've always found the service has been at a whole different level on Disney. And by that, I mean, they will do anything that is within their power to make you happy. So whether that be you have dietary restrictions or you're traveling like us, we were traveling with a kid that was on baby food at the time and they made fresh baby food for her every day. Wow. Or if it's that, you know, you get in there and you're like, oh, even little things like my pillows are lumpy. All you do is call and have brand new ones brought up. If you need to book a special tour that you couldn't find, they try and find space for you there. Everybody's very friendly. They want to get to know you. If you're a person who likes to talk and likes to get to know people, mm-hmm. you will get to know all the cast members on board because they really are there to make your stay special. And we walk off every single time meeting all these incredible people from around the world and actually staying in touch with some of the cast members that we have met that work on the ships.
I love that.
That's the biggest thing. You know, for us, there are certain things I think some people will miss. We are not gamblers. We're not lucky on land. So I'm not naive to think I'm going to be lucky in the ocean. Yep. So not having a casino, I think bugs some people. It does not bother us whatsoever. You're not going to find the drink packages like you would find on other cruise lines. Yeah. There's not going to be a drink package. So I think that's very different. What's unique about Disney, and we have found this as we've cruised other lines, is that we find there are more adult only areas on Disney than there are on other cruise ships.
Really?
Because there is, every one of the Disney ships has a dedicated coffee shop, pool, bar area that is adult only, meaning you must be 18 years or older to be in there. So if you don't want to be around kids, you do not have to. There's a whole entertainment district and area that is 18 and up once you hit a certain time at night. And so the entertainment changes, the amenities change because it's adult only. So that was something that was really unique to us, as we found, like, we've been on Carnival and I've been on Norwegian and Princess. And I was like, but this is different because this is a dedicated space just for adults. And then I get the kids clubs now that I have a kid, and, and, you know, they were really cool when we were adults cruising by ourselves. We would see them, be like, these are really cool. But it wasn't until we had our own child and seeing, like, she went in the kids club, y'all, the first night on the Alaskan cruise, she was there for 9 hours that day, and she didn't want to come out. She was having too much fun and did not want to leave.
And you utilized the nursery part too, you said, when she was a baby, correct?
We did. Yes, we did. We did, because,
and you never felt like unsure. I mean, because, you know, leaving a baby is a little harder than a kid that can talk.
Absolutely. We never did. Just because we went and we talked to the cast members that were working in the nursery. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, I mean, they'll sit there and they'll talk to you. And a lot of them are either working their way in college through some sort of child development program or to be a teacher, or they have a degree in child development.
Oh,
and
now
they're just working for Disney Cruise. And I think the thing that really stood out to us was, with my daughter having a unique name, the second cruise we went on with her, she was still too young for the kids club. So she went back in the nursery and a girl came up to us and goes, were y'all on the Magic a year and a half ago?
Wow.
Because I remember your daughter's name and I remember your daughter. And I was like, yes, we were. And so that's kind of, that's just a different level that you're going to get with them. Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive. I mean, you answered a big question I have is, you know, can adults without kids go on this cruise and enjoy it? You know, and you answered that, I think, with a very, very big yes. You know,
yes.
They absolutely can. Yes. But so can parents. I mean, so it sounds like the Disney cruises are open to all ages. Would you say that?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely say that. I think it gets a little bit difficult when you're around that tween teen age, just because you're not kids anymore, but you're not adults. And I think that's anywhere, though. It's hard to cater to that age group. But I can tell you, we had gone on 3 cruises, and we were, at the time, we had told my parents about it. And we were like, come on a cruise with us. And this is before my daughter was born. And there, my dad was the one that was like, I can't believe I'm spending this extra money to go on this cruise and whatever. And now they have gone on 8 cruises.
Oh, wow.
Because, and they've gone on some without us.
I was about to say, without you two?
They, wow. They actually did the Panama Canal for 2 weeks on Disney without us.
Oh, wow. I would
do
that.
So, and same thing. It is that level of service and attention to detail.
Yes.
And my dad has some health issues, and it makes my mom feel good that she feels like if there is an issue or something arises, Disney is there to step in to help out. And they've been able to, you know, say, oh, we have some dietary restrictions, and all of that is taken care of. So it's been a good experience all the way around.
That's awesome. And so you know, you hit at the big Disney difference there, but I want to talk about cruising just maybe in general and maybe specific to Disney. When you book a room, you know, we have, so those who haven't been on a cruise before have options. They can either do the interior view, exterior view, or balcony. And there may be more that you could tell us more about, but I mean, have you sailed in all the different types of rooms?
Yeah. We have, as a matter of fact, we went to Alaska on an interior cabin, which
really?
A lot of people, a lot of people will be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
And it was a situation where we booked it a little bit later. So we were very limited on what was available. And then there was a massive price difference at the time between an interior cabin versus a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, either we don't go because we have to have a balcony, or we just go. And we decided it was better to just go on the trip. And would I have liked to have one? Of course I would have loved to have a balcony, but did it ruin the trip or did it change the experience? No. So we've done all different types. And for some people, they feel claustrophobic and they have to have that balcony or have to have that window. And I fully understand that. But I think one of my biggest pieces of advice, people, is if the only thing you can afford to go on this cruise and you really want to go to the destination, there's nothing wrong with an interior room. Really, there isn't. And especially one of the neat things that I will say about Disney is the two of the big ships. So the Dream and the Fantasy have something called a magic porthole.
Yeah.
I wish they had done it on the Wish. I'm kind of bummed they didn't bring it back for the Wish.
Really? But, they didn't? Oh,
no, they did not. And that was shocking to me because we've only ever been on the Dream one time because it only did the 3 and 4 day and we always wanted to do something
like the Wish.
Yeah. Right. And we had an interior room and I'm not going to lie. Me as an adult thought that was the coolest thing to be looking at a picture of outside and Dumbo would fly by. And I just thought that was the neatest thing I've ever seen.
Love it.
But they're different categories. For some people, like I said, they need that balcony and I love having a balcony. Mm-hmm. But we've also been on cruises, especially to the Caribbean and Bahamas, especially when it's hot. So you're talking those spring, summer months. Yeah. Where we didn't use it.
Yeah.
Cause it was too hot to sit out there, honestly. And so if we wanted to, we were going to go upstairs and be by a pool or by water. So it just kind of depends on you as a person. Disney has like other cruise lines, there's more than just interior window and balcony. There's different sizes of those two rooms. There are some special rooms on Disney that are shaped differently depending on where you are on the ship. Yeah. So it just, for that, it's a matter of preference of what you
concierge
feel
you level.
Do. Yes, we've never done concierge, because it sounds is quite
amazing.
A bit.
Yeah, it's
It sounds amazing. It is quite a bit pricier. Yes. I've met some people who will say we only sell concierge. Yeah. We will not sail any other way. And I can see the bigger the family, or if you really have some medical needs, that is a great thing to have at your disposal. For us, we hadn't tried it because it was so much more expensive. Right. It was like, oh, we could take another cruise for going to concierge on this one.
So I have a question again, just about cruising in general, and this is going to be the nastiest topic I talk about, or the worst, but then we'll talk about something better, I promise. But how do you fight seasickness?
Yeah.
Because that's a big issue.
I'm worried about that.
Okay. So, and I may not be the best person to talk to because I do not get seasick.
I don't know if I do. I'm just scared.
Growing up, my husband is from a little place called Dolphin Island, which is off the coast of Mobile, Alabama.
Yep.
We both, and then I grew up in like South Louisiana. We both grew up on the water, deep sea fishing, going out to camps. That's just what we grew up with. So, we have never been seasick and we've been in some pretty rough waters, and seen other people. So I know my mom does get seasick though. And she wears the patch behind her ear. Mm-hmm. There's a patch you can get and she wears that. She usually just doesn't matter what they're sailing. I'm laughing because she's actually on a Norwegian cruise with some of the other members of the family right now. And she was saying, she just let the waiter know at dinner, like, I may need some ginger ale or something if the ship gets rocking a lot. Cause when we're sitting down eating, that's a lot of times where she gets a little seasick. But I know they make the C bands. I don't have any experience with the C bands. The patch, from what I understand, has been the best thing for most people, is that patch you put on behind your ear that kind of helps to regulate when it comes to seasickness.
Nice. So after that, there's something I think that may be unique to Disney cruises, but maybe not. I've only done one cruise as an adult, so which was non-Disney, unfortunately. But I did get to go on Disney cruise, one Disney cruise when I was younger, so I will say that if I haven't already. But tell us about rotational dining, which is something I got to experience, and how Disney does the rotational dining and what that means.
Okay, so it's interesting. Rotational dining, Disney still has assigned dinner times. A lot of the ships no longer do that. They do more of a freestyle of you just go when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Disney actually has an assigned early and late seating. And I think we usually do late. We did early on Alaska because of the time difference and having a young one. And I think dinner was at 5:45, if I'm not mistaken. So 5:30, 5:45 is early. And then you get up to 8 o'clock is late seating. And what it is there is three restaurants on each of the ships that are included with the price of your ticket to sail. And they're each themed to something different. So an example is, we just got off the Wonder. You have Tiana's Place, which is themed in a very New Orleans style. and they actually have a band that plays there. Tiana comes and sings. Lewis the Alligator appears. They do a parade, different things.
Oh,
then then the next night you move on to, on that ship, it's called Tritons. And it's themed more of that princess, very much gilded, kind of an elegant way. You don't need to dress up for it, but it's just, it has like that princess feel, where you feel like you stepped into a castle or a fairy tale. And then the third one on that ship is, which is on four of the ships, is called Animator's Palette. And the idea is that it's all focused on animation. So when you walk in the room is all black and white, but as the dinner progresses, the colors will change and you'll see colors start to appear. And they do some really great animation tricks with drawings you do, things like that. So every night you have a dining rotation and you go to your assigned restaurant. But the thing that makes it so great is that your wait staff moves with you. So you'll have the same waiter and assistant waiter the entire trip. They will just move restaurants with you. And especially with kids, that was so great because they knew everything my daughter liked and didn't like. So the very first night they brought her out her meal, and they had, example, green beans as the side, and she doesn't eat green beans. And he said, well, what will you eat? And she said, I like carrots. Well, from then on, we didn't have to say anything. Every meal she had carrots, or every meal he knew that she liked lemonade. So there was a lemonade there. So they rotate around with you, but it gives you a chance to see all of the different restaurants, you know, what you like and don't like. And then it gives you an opportunity to just taste and try everything. And each restaurant is a unique experience, depend on how it's themed.
That's awesome.
I love that. I remember Animator's Palette just very vividly in my memory. I mean, I was a kid when I went, and just that experience to watch the restaurant transform is so unique and beautiful to watch, honestly. But Lizette, have y'all done any of the specialty restaurants that are not included? Did y'all pay extra?
We have. So on our honeymoon, we did the smartest thing. We actually registered for our honeymoon for gifts. So
awesome.
People actually bought us gifts. And one of the things somebody bought us was dinner at Remy. And Remy is their, think of it as almost like a French fine dining experience. Awesome. You go in, there's a certain number of courses. Now, mind you, this was 10 years ago. So the price has gone up quite a bit since then. And it has changed a little bit, but it is very much a very elegant adult only restaurant where you go in and you have this amazing 5 to 9 course meal, kind of you're dining for 2 hours kind of idea. And then the other ones we've been to is Paolo. So Paolo is on every ship. It's a little bit different from what I understand on the Wish. It's more of a steakhouse, but it's still Paolo, which is their Italian restaurant. We absolutely love Paolo. We have dined there many, many times. Almost every cruise we take, we do a night at Paolo. And it is an upcharge, but it's multiple courses. And then they also have a brunch. So these other restaurants, they offer a brunch on sea days, where if you don't want to go sit down for 2 hours and have this big meal, you can go in and order brunch, which is going to have some really unique experiences there as well when it comes to food, because they've got a couple of different dishes you would never have thought of. But we've enjoyed both of them. Some people have mixed reviews. I think it's like anything. You can go into a restaurant one day and it's fantastic, and then the next, maybe something was a little off, and that can happen there too. But they really do try their best to make it worth your while for the extra money. And I know the Wish has the Paolo, and they have Enchanté, which is the new fine dining experience on that one. But we haven't had the pleasure to do that yet. So I think we're going to try and do Paolo when we're on there, but we're only on there for 3 nights. So I don't know if we want to miss. Yeah, we want to miss any of the other ones. We couldn't get a brunch. We really wanted to do brunch. But we couldn't get it. Yeah.
So Lizette, is there a 24-hour ice cream station on the cruise lines? Have I heard that somewhere?
There is. Oh, now it's soft serve ice cream.
Oh no, I prefer that.
I love it.
So I think some people get on thinking it's Baskin Robbins. No, it's like soft serve, and yes, it is 24 hours. That was one of the problems when we got home, is my daughter expected ice cream to be available to her at all times.
Yes.
So yes, they do have that. And you just walk up and tell them what you want. If you want, there's usually four different flavors, and then you can obviously swirl two together.
Yes.
But it's a big hit. Even I had several cones while we were on this last trip, even with it being like 40 degrees, we were out eating ice cream while the wind was blowing.
Oh no, I need that 100%. So
I have a question that confuses a lot of people about tipping.
Okay.
On the Disney cruise. I know that you can do the prepaid, mm-hmm. but also a lot of people say bring money for other people and other things. Can you tell me?
Yeah. So the way it works is it's kind of two different things. So everything you buy in terms of, like, if you do the adult only restaurant, or if you go to a bar and you order, there's some of the bars have little like bar snacks, or if you get a drink, there's going to be an 18% gratuity added on automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that also at the coffee shop. Cause if you're a coffee fiend like me, I don't want to say snob, cause I will drink cheap coffee if that's all that's available. But if you're a fiend like me, they know the baristas know my order by day one, cause they've already seen me three times. So, they automatically add 18% on for that. And then, when it comes to there are four people. So there's your room steward. So that's the person that takes care of your room, your stateroom, your waiter, your assistant waiter, who are the two people that are really taking care of your table, and then the head waiter. So the head waiter is who's over that particular wait team. And they are part of the prepaid gratuities. And Disney has a plan of how much you pay per day.
Yeah.
So you have the option, if you want, to tip more. So if you found that their service was exemplary and you feel like they deserve more than what you tipped, you now have two options. You can either bring extra cash with you and put it in, you get an envelope the last day to give to them. Okay. So you can put that in the envelope, or you can actually, which we discovered this trip, we had no idea. You can go to guest services and say, I'd like to increase the tips for certain people. And they print out a sheet, and then it's charged to your credit card.
Okay.
Just like anything else you buy would be.
I mean, that's good information. Thank
you. Yeah. And I'll tell you, we've had it both ways. We've gone on some ships where it was like, you know, it was fine. The service was great. What we expect, nothing above and beyond. So we're just going to leave it alone.
Right.
This last trip though, we had everybody seem to go above and beyond what we had expected. I mean, we've never known a head waiter's name. And this trip, we knew him, you know, every day he came and he played games with Cole, like my daughter. He brought her toys. He played with her. He brought magic tricks to the table, you know, little things to just make it better. Our room steward one night surprised her and had put Moana character sheets on her bed.
Oh, awesome.
Let me just tell you, that was one of the highlights of the cruise for her. Yeah, and, you know, those are the little things that I'm like, oh, you thought about that for her. We didn't ask it. Yeah, he just thought about it. So, you know, we would tip a couple extra dollars for that.
Awesome. That's awesome. One more category I wanted to ask you about just in general there. Disney is known to have very unique entertainment opportunities, like Broadway shows on the cruise line. Is that something that y'all have experienced and enjoy?
Yes, it is. It is. I would say 9 times out of 10, we're going to love the show. There's a couple that we were kind of like, meh, it's okay. Not the greatest, but they have some that are absolutely amazing. On this trip, this was the first time I've seen the Frozen show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was not able to attend it last time because it was when Coulson was a baby and she was having a meltdown. So everybody else in our party went and we did not. But this trip, you know, we took her and it was fantastic. You, especially when you remember, this is a cruise ship. It is a moving vessel that they are putting on these huge, elaborate shows. And just what they can accomplish, you would think you're sitting on land in a Broadway theater for them. So the shows, if you've never seen them, I highly recommend going and seeing the shows. They run twice a night. So like you'll have Frozen that works for the early seating people, and then Frozen that works for the people who have the late seating. So you can go, you don't miss it. And I've always felt the shows in the theater, when they are their Broadway shows, they are fantastic. When it comes to like the variety acts, that's hit or miss. I think that's hit or miss on every ship. It just depends on how good, you know, the magician or the comic is. For that, we haven't seen as many variety shows though since the pandemic as we saw before. So I think that's kind of just getting going again. But we're looking forward to, you know, we haven't seen Aladdin in years. So I'm excited about seeing Aladdin, and there's the new Ariel show on the Wish. That's brand new. We've never seen that one. So I'm excited to get to see that one as well. But yes, they are, I think I kind of talked around your question. To answer your question, they are Broadway quality shows. It's incredible what they accomplish with this entertainment group that they have come on with these massive moving sets and pieces that they use to create these stories.
I love it. I love it. I know Lori's not the biggest like Broadway musical person, but you know, I love them. And you know, a lot of people do. And I think it's, you know, an important thing to note is that they're unique shows that you cannot see in the parks or even on Broadway. Right. Like they're unique to the ships from what I understand.
They do. And they do have some that they're, that they created, Disney Believe and Disney Dreams. They were, back when they were created, they were award-winning shows, and it's their own, it's a completely original story about different people, but it incorporates the Disney that you know and love. So like, it was really fun to see the kids singing along with the songs that they know, even though it's inside a completely unique story.
I love it. Well, I have a question kind of on the entertainment note. I'm going to ask it for Lori, because I don't know if Lori was going to ask it for herself, but I'm going to ask it for Lori. One thing Lori is worried about, and I'm worried about for Lori, could she possibly get bored on a Disney cruise ship? Is she going to run out of things to see and do on that cruise ship?
You know, that's, we get asked that a lot from people who are considering it. I'm not going to lie. That's
really, a lot of people, Lori's question. Okay.
No. A lot of people who are considering Disney, especially, ask us that, like, do you get bored? First of all, let me just say, I'm one of those people that can unwind and just go sit in a coffee shop and read a book, because I don't get to do that in my everyday life anymore. So for me, I enjoy those relaxing moments. However, I have a mother who cannot sit still to watch a movie, much less be still on a cruise ship.
That's me.
So I understand the other side of it. And I would say, there are so many activities going on the Navigator, which is now on the app. They have lists of activities every day. So there are things from cooking classes to, then they have lots of trivia. If you're a trivia fan, they've got all kinds of trivia, whether it be Disney trivia, non-Disney related trivia. By the way, I thought I'd be a lot better at 90s tunes trivia than I am. I was disappointed. I was so poor at it. It was some very random songs. But there's a lot of activities to do, yes, throughout the day. They are doing a lot. Now, there is a lot of that are geared towards families. So there is a lot of like family craft hour, which we've never taken advantage of, but we do now because we have a child who would love to go in and color and to create door hangers and all this kind of stuff. So we've taken advantage of those for the first time this cruise, and we enjoyed that. Just spending time at the pool. I'm perfectly fine just hanging out at a pool, talking to people, not talking to people. I'm fine sitting in a pool, not talking to people as well. So there's things going on almost all the time, whether it be, you know, they have the theater on board, so whether it be a movie in the theater, or there's something on what they call funnel vision, the giant TV outside by the pool, they'll have a movie going. So yeah, there are activities. I've never been bored, but like I said, I can unwind and kind of do nothing for a little while. There's something going on at all times. It just may not be exactly, you know, what you're looking for. But the great thing is there are so many Facebook groups now. Right. There's even just a Disney Cruise Line one. You can go, people have posted like what the Navigator looked like for a day. Yeah. So you can kind of see what's been going on.
Awesome. And one last question, or one more question before we close. I just have to ask, since I just got back a few months ago from my Alaska cruise, I think that's how you and I reconnected talking about it. How much did you love Alaska and the Alaskan cruise experience?
It was, there's not really words for it. I'll be honest. There's no words to describe how beautiful Alaska is and how amazing what you just saw, even before you even have gotten off the boat, what you're seeing from being on the deck was unbelievable. We absolutely loved Alaska. I went when I was a kid. But I don't remember that much from it. I think I was 9. And we didn't get to do exactly what I wanted to do. We were with other family, so we did what they wanted to do. And this cruise, we really took some time to do the things that we knew we would enjoy, both as a family. And then we took a full day where my parents had my daughter, and it was just my husband and I doing more adventurous things that as a 4-year-old, she couldn't do. We were not even on the ship. We were not even in Alaska for 24 hours before he turned to me and goes, so we're going to come back, right? We're going to schedule a trip and come back. And I was like, yeah, we have to, because there's so much to do there. Whether you are someone who wants a very lazy and, you know, just enjoyable sightseeing, or you want to do hardcore activities like rappelling and rock climbing, you've got that and everything in between. So Alaska, bringing a 4-year-old, I was worried that I had lost my mind, that we were going to bring a 4-year-old. And it ended up being absolutely amazing to see it through her eyes, to see what she was enjoying. And she learned so much. She really enjoyed it. She wants to go back.
I love that. I mean, it really is an incredible experience that's unlike any Caribbean cruise or, you know, tropical vacation.
Yes, I would agree.
Completely different vibe. Well, Lori, since you're going on the next cruise, do you have any more questions?
No, I think she answered a lot of them.
Lizette, this was awesome. You are such a wealth of information.
Yes.
I feel like there's a million more questions we could ask you, but and so we may have to have you on again one day. One favor I would ask, if I don't think I have any digital pictures of the Disney Cruise Line at all that we can share with our people. If you could share some of your favorite pictures of the boats and restaurants and things like that.
Absolutely. To
share with our social media followers, we would love that, because I have nothing to share with y'all. as far as the cruises go, I don't think I've ever seen a cruise since I've had an iPhone, a Disney cruise since I've had an iPhone. I was hoping to see it in Alaska, but they were one day behind us. The ship, Disney was one day behind us.
Yeah, we got some amazing Alaska shots that I'm happy to share. And I'll go look back. I'm sure we have other ones from the other cruises.
I love it. Well, this was absolutely incredible. You are such a wealth of information. I'm so glad you are on here. And we're gonna have to get you back maybe after you do the Wish and stuff.
Definitely. I would love to compare notes to see with someone who's brand new to Disney cruising, what did they think of the experience versus someone like us, who I feel we're veteran Disney cruisers.
I hear, first time cruisers are loving the Wish, but experienced Disney cruisers are not loving the Wish, is what I hear a lot.
That is what we're hearing as well. Yes. And I've quit reading because
I had to quit reading too because I'm nervous.
Exactly. And I want to experience it for myself before I decide, I don't like this or I do like this, because it is different.
Right.
It's going to be something different. Right. So,
well, I love it. Well, Lizette, thank you so much for talking to us, and we'll have to have you on for World too. Oh. So we talk more about cruises, but if you're an expert in the World, and that's obviously what we mostly talk about here.
We actually just went to the World in the spring, and we're looking at Disneyland. Tokyo Disneyland is the next big one for us.
Oh, no. Gosh. Oh, well, we have to have you come and talk about that, because I'm fascinated.
So my daughter has a Shelly May bear. That's, I don't know if you know Duffy the Disney bear. Uh-huh. It's his best friend.
My daughter is obsessed.
Okay, we got her before she was born. That's her favorite bear. It goes everywhere with her. She's a little worse for wear now.
Yes.
But that's her thing. And on the cruise, some of the cast members were talking to her about Shelly May and said, you have to go to Tokyo. And so now she is almost on a daily basis. When are we going to Tokyo? And I'm like,
well, if you ever go soon, you need to reach out, because I want a new Shelly May. We have one too, but I want one for my niece.
Yes. So we're looking at actually 2024 for that. Awesome. That is the plan for that one. So, but yes, thank you all so much for having me. This has been so great. And I'm always willing to talk Disney. Let me tell you, always.
Well, this is what we do here at Southern Charm Magic. So anytime, Lizette, you let us know. And we are so grateful that you're able to come tell us about these cruises.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, take care then.
Bye. All right. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.